The government has spent 2018 budget eve allowing sufficient detail into the public realm ahead of tomorrow night's reveal to keep it in the headlines. What we know so far, there'll be a modest tax cut for middle and low income earners, a significant aged care package, and it's increasingly speculated a return to surplus a year earlier than expected. Then there's what the government's calling its congestion-busting, multi-billion dollar infrastructure package. Today, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull outlined how $24 billion will be spent on new projects.
The only reason we can do it is because our national economic plan is working, and that involves lower taxes, more investment, more jobs, more economic growth. That is the key.
The Prime Minister, well, what will be funded? Extra lanes on the M1 between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, nearly $1 billion for the Coffs Harbour bypass on the New South Wales mid-north coast, and cash to fund the North East Link and new tunnels on the Eastern Freeway in Victoria. The Shadow Transport Minister, Anthony Albanese, is sceptical, quick to point out that funding will be rolled out over a long period of time.
Well, they announced lots of figures that aren't real. One of the things that they've done as a government is to, instead of talking about the four-year forward estimates, they've talked about over 10 years. So big figures are fine, but if they don't actually lead to construction and actual infrastructure, then they mean absolutely nothing.
Anthony Albanese. Well, let's look in more detail at the infrastructure plan as we understand it right now. Adrian Dwyer is the CEO at the peak body for the infrastructure sector, Infrastructure Partnerships Australia. He joined me earlier. Adrian Dwyer, thank you for joining me. Let's talk first about the actual projects the government has targeted with this infrastructure announcement. Are they the right ones in your assessment, and why or why not?
So there's a lot of things that government take into account when they look at infrastructure that needs to be funded. We typically like them to be choosing projects that the states are in favour of and projects that have gone through Infrastructure Australia's independent process to define whether the right ones for the country. And it looks to me like what's been pre-announced today all broadly fit within that category. So yeah, we welcome the kinds of things that the government's looking at.
Okay, and can you clarify for people, this is a $24.5 billion announcement. It's part of a $75 billion rolling plan that I think you're referring to, the Treasurer's office says, that was announced last year. So this money isn't new, it's the projects themselves that are new, is that right?
I think that detail will come out in the very detailed parts of the budget tomorrow that we'll be poring over to see where the money falls. We tend to look at that four-year forward estimates period, so that's the solid money in the budget. That's what the states do, their timing and phasing off what's in that four-year component. So that's the important part. You want that in a longer context, and that's why the Treasurer in the past have spoken about that 10-year program, but it's really about what's the timing in the 4 years that's important.
Because, I mean, I know politics isn't your area as such, but there could be a change of government next year. So anything that's promised beyond the 4 years is not necessarily real, is it?
I'll leave the politics to others, but if you take a long-term view in infrastructure, then yes, there are changes of government. Lots of projects are 10 years from inception to delivery. So we need to be selecting the right projects at the front end. We need them properly assessed, and therefore they should be able to survive those political cycles.
The political vagaries, yeah. So the government says these projects are about congestion busting and safer roads. Are those goals actually achievable given the amount of time it takes to roll those sorts of projects out as against the population growth, the increased demand that we're experiencing?
It's interesting that you mentioned the population growth. You're absolutely right. Huge population growth at the moment, particularly in places like Sydney and Melbourne. So with a lot of effort to keep up with the infrastructure spending that's required just to meet the challenges of growth at the moment. So that's why we want to see that return to trend and beyond trend for infrastructure funding overall across all budgets. Victoria did a really good job last week with really pushing up the infrastructure investment in that state. We'd like to see the Commonwealth follow and all other states follow, because the infrastructure funding challenges are very real and the congestion challenges are very real.
And what happens if we don't return to that 10-year trend? I mean, what is the fate of our cities, if you like, and I guess the countryside as well, in terms of infrastructure needs?
So I think the lived experience in the big cities right now, particularly the big four cities, so Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth, those cities, there's a lot of congestion being experienced day to day by people now with the pressures of growth. So we're going to see an extension of that if we don't see the infrastructure being built. Now, there's a lot of good effort being put in. And I welcome the government's focus in its pre-budget announcements today on infrastructure and that being focused on busting congestion. Welcome what's happened in Victoria and New South Wales over recent years, where they've been able to get big investments into things like metro rail tunnels and Sydney Metro in Sydney. But we're going to need to see more of it, and it's going to need to be sustained over a very long period of time to meet the challenges of growth.
And if Infrastructure Partnerships Australia had, you know, its most fervent wish granted, what would the profile of our infrastructure program look like?
Well,
right now?
There's three things we'll be looking for in the Commonwealth budget tomorrow. The first is that return to trend on investment. So it's currently about 1.2% of general government expenditure is on infrastructure. The trend is about 1.5%. So we'd like to see a return to that. That equates to about $7.5 billion over the forward estimates period. Second thing we'd like to see is the Commonwealth government using its dollars cleverly, using them to get reform outcomes from the states. So that's things like not just funding the project, but saying, we'll give you this money, but we want to see this reform happen, or we want to see these features of a project occur. Finally, just a small thing that we'll be looking for that others won't. Back about 18 months ago, the government announced it would be looking at road reform. So that's how do you change the way we charge for vehicle usage. We see electric vehicles as being a big threat to fuel excise and the revenue that's raised from that. There's also some fairness issues with electric vehicles not paying for road use. We'll be looking for some funding for that inquiry that they announced. It's not a lot, but it's an important reform, and it's important for dealing with what you mentioned earlier around urban congestion.
Adrian Dwyer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Adrian Dwyer is the CEO at the peak body for the infrastructure sector, Infrastructure Partnerships Australia.